Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 31, 1860, the Barbadian newspaper published an article recounting the drought, famine, and disease experienced by the Barbadian population earlier that year. The article relayed a very painful reminiscence of the drought which occurred in the middle of the year. It stated that a high degree of distress and suffering among the poorer classes was witnessed for about 6 to 8 weeks. And what made this particular recollection even more embittering, according to the editor, was the heartlessness with which those sufferings were disregarded. The editor maintained that gallant efforts were made to save the lives of the poor, wretched, famishing, and thirsty livestock, while, on the other hand, the poor, starving children and the adult poor were left to the vagaries of the drought. Additionally, the masses were also experiencing famine, as the drought would have limited the growing season of crops and caused crop failure, leading to food insecurity and scarcity. Moreover, the masses had the combined pressure of not only the drought and famine, but also of the smallpox disease. The smallpox disease is a serious and often deadly viral contagious infection that causes a severe rash that leaves disfiguring scars along with other symptoms. With this, the masses were hard hit with a triple blow. According to the Barbadian, and I quote, "If Almighty God had not come to the aid of his famishing poor and sent the rains and fruitful seasons to revive and cheer them, a frightful state of things would have soon supervened. And so gracious have been the outpourings of heaven that there is every prospect of the crop about to commence being large and abundant." End quote. The editor of this article asserted that this was particularly painful to write, declaring that it was not the intention to set the poor against the rich or to stir animosity between the different classes of society, but he longed to see the richer of the brethren taking more care of the poor than they do at present. The writer contended that humble voices as journalists must be raised in favor of a more equal distribution of the wealth which God has bestowed on this country, despite whatever consequences they may face. On this last day of 1860, therefore, readers of the Barbadian newspaper heard the painful recollection of the famine, drought, and disease experienced by the Barbadian masses earlier in the year. Despite these challenges, working-class Barbadians weathered the storm. What a resilient people! On behalf of Today in Bajan History team, I wish you a blessed and prosperous New Year.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.